Is that another box? Does this ever stop? It's either me or the toys.
All right, we're not going to do the whole intro. We're back. This is part two.
Yeah, buddy.
You just gave me shit for cutting the intro short.
That was different. you didn't. I played the whole thing at the beginning. This is a part of the same show.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. All right. Part two of episode 176.
Listener comments? Questions?
We got them.
Concerns? You want to do toys first or you want to do that?
We always do listeners first, don't we?
That is true, don't we?
Really quick before we get into that, I got a question for you.
Oh, God.
What's up?
Do I need to replace my mailbox?
Why? I didn't know anything was wrong with your mailbox.
So you two have been coming to my house for years, at least once a week, sometimes more, if you guys made the presents. Never said that fucker needs to replace his mailbox.
I've never paid attention to your mailbox.
Cody?
Yeah, it's super rusty.
Is this a thing?
Heidi thinks we should replace our mailbox. Now, I'm going to tell you.
She probably thinks you should fold clothes, too.
You should get one of the ones that like look like a fish, though.
Here. Here's a question. Does the door
Brilliant.
Work?
There is no door.
That's a problem.
All right.
If the door
we might
worked,
be on her side.
If the door worked and it didn't leak, I'd say, screw it.
There is no door.
Yeah.
1-6 Shooter says, go all day.
Yeah, buddy.
Sponsored by Buy My Calendar on Etsy. Go on Etsy, buy his calendar.
If you have not seen his calendar, 1-6 Shooters, it is awesome.
You should Super buy awesome. His calendar.
Yep, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Run over to Etsy. I don't know if you're going to just look up 1-6 Shooter. I'm actually kind of surprised you have any left. Because I thought it was kind of a limited thing, and those things were awesome. It probably was limited. Then
maybe
I'll
he
say
did a reprint.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I can keep making money off this thing. Get out there and get it.
Did you buy one?
No.
Will White.
I bought a ton of his art. I'm not a calendar guy.
Metallica's new song doesn't sound great, and James Hetfield is looking like Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. He's been looking like that for a while.
Well, how old is the guy now?
He's
60
old.
Something. I mean, it's not great. Nope.
I think
it kind of
cool.
reminds me of like Kill 'Em All mixed with Reload. And it's kind of like stock riffs. But we'll see what happens. The bass is loud. That's all I can say. It's never loud.
Heidi feels like our mailbox makes us look like trailer trash.
The mailbox is what defines
the house,
everything
else. Yep. She never actually said trailer trash. That's
oh, okay.
I guess came out of my own history of life. But
yeah, I haven't even noticed. So I'll be sure when I leave to take a nice look.
Let me know.
Yeah.
You put the mail in it. It still collects the mail. I don't even care that I don't have a door. Like, I don't care if it gets wet. I've gone out there before. The damn thing was packed with fucking snow. Because there's no door. I pull the snow out with the mail.
Are you the only one who gets the mail?
Pretty much.
That's not a yes.
I get home first. So I usually am the one that would get the mail.
Okay. Well. Hey, man, you do you.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna. That means I'm not getting a new mailbox.
That's right.
So.
All right. Well, what are we doing?
We're doing some listener questions.
We got some questions.
You want to read them or you want me to, Jeremy? You can stay on YouTube over there or I'll read them. You didn't answer fast enough.
I didn't. I had to think and God, don't make me think.
All right. Reached out in the support group. If you're not in the support group and you're watching this, I really don't understand what you're doing. But what test shots are you going for? Dusty's got a list here of questions for us. What test shots are you going for, guys?
None. Until somebody gives me mine.
Steve?
Furious Four.
Yourself first, though, of course, right?
Yeah, furs.
Yes.
But yep. I'd like to have them both.
Yep.
But, yeah. Which myself is, I'm assuming it's yourself. I'm assuming it's going to be just like where it comes with the, both the heads.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that. That probably is true.
A Lithia test shot. I would think it would be really cool if I had the moose, but I don't see that happening. I think the moose is cool. Be fun to have a test shot of it. So, I'd also be happy with, what's his name?
Varg?
No.
Oh, the you're Valak? Oh,
The goat guy.
Oh my god.
Kratos?
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. So, you, Travis, which one would you pick?
Obviously, Furious Four right off the get-go, my character in particular. But I also am not like, if I don't get it, it doesn't ruin my day or anything like that. From a flipper, like from someone just trying to make money, I would say the Headless Horseman is
name
the...
name is Flipper.
The Headless Horseman, I would say, is the must if you were worried about value.
I would love to just have that, though.
Oh, it's just super cool. And I'm not even saying, like, obviously, I've got a shelf of them. I haven't sold them. But if you were looking at it from a, I think that will end up being, like, the one of the big ones. And I really would like you said earlier, Steve, in the last episode or part one, any of the Cosmic.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, any of them.
I don't think, yeah. They're not in the same sale, though, right?
The Cosmic, they're not in the later. Same sale, yep. They are later.
If it comes to Cosmic, I want Pete.
Yep.
I want Pete, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Slog is just... And we've held it, you know? So, yeah. Like, we're aware. Like, I mean, it's been in our hands, you know?
Or a Spexian.
They're pretty cool, too. Yeah, definitely pretty cool. Dusty also said, IndyCon, PowerCon, any preliminary plans for LegionsCon? IndyCon, you guys probably not...
No.
And you're, yep. I am going to try and get a table at Indy, which is actually where I met Dusty. So I will probably get back down there. It's just a fun show. It's right downtown Indy, and I like it downtown Indy. PowerCon is a must again.
Yep.
I'd say PowerCon is going to be on our calendar from probably here on out. We have a booth for PowerCon already. Rooms are starting to fill up. If you're interested in PowerCon, I would recommend you get on it.
Are you getting rooms?
I did get one room.
What does that mean?
See, I still don't know if Laura...
He looked at me like... He gave me a look that I was like...
He's
was
bringing
either...
the wife again, right?
Yeah. See, it was either... I didn't know what that look was. Like, I got one room, like, you're staying in it with me, bitch. And I'm going to try to touch you with my penis. Or it was... I got a room and you stay away from it. I wasn't sure which look it was.
See, Laura's not sure if she's going yet because of Lily's band stuff. So, like, I'm not going to find that out till a little bit later. I may end up having a freaking suite to myself.
Yeah. Well, which you won't.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be getting all my bitches in that thing.
Right.
Which are all fat dudes who stink.
Yeah. The reason why I put the link in our chat was so if you wanted a room, Steve, you could get your own room.
I didn't know you put a link in our chat.
It doesn't surprise me you're not aware of that. So. I mean, not even remotely surprised. Yeah. I know Jeremy already had a room. I did real quick get on and grab myself a room. I'm not against it. Like, Cody, what do you think? Is that something you want to go to again?
I don't know. When is it again?
August 11th through the 13th, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it was really fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It's going to be bigger and better.
Yep. It will be bigger and better. And Legions Con, I would not say we have any perimeter plans besides we're going to be
what
there.
What was that?
Perimeter plans.
Perimeter?
Yes.
We don't have any perimeter plans.
We don't have any perimeter plans, but we will without a doubt be there.
Yeah. Book at the Hilton. That's where we'll be, motherfuckers.
For PowerCon or for, PowerCon. Mm-hmm. Yep, LegionsCon, there's no doubt we will be there. We are super excited, and I don't think we will ever miss that. So that's our plan going forward. And I would also say that I'd like to say we would always like to make LegionsCon bigger and better any way we can. So whatever they want from us, panel-wise or whatever.
Or if they just want us to stay home.
You know how you could really help us this year, guys? Stay away.
There's some people that
they weren't huge fans.
Yeah.
Also get it.
I want to see Cody at Legion's Con.
Cody should go to Legion's Con.
That's why I said I don't know what to Power Con because
they literally made a figure of him. So
yeah, and that's the hard part. Like if you had to pick one of those,
If you had to pick one, I would recommend Legion's Con.
But it's also the difference between a 5-hour drive and a
12-hour drive.
Yeah, you know. So Cody is not a huge fan of New Jersey.
Power Con's more diversified. Legion's Con is more focused, obviously, on Legion stuff. So
yeah,
yeah. But at nighttime, it's all.
But you get a lot of the same people. So
it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Legion's Con was the best con I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
Power Con was a ton of fun.
A lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun. Like I don't want to miss either one of those shows at all.
Yep.
Dusty said, can we have Curtis sit in Steven's chair and have Steven voice over and see how long it takes people to notice? You are becoming one. You are definitely becoming one.
I mean, seriously, though, my hair is still better.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But after hearing Curtis's voice when he sang that song on the way home from Legion's Con.
Yeah. It made my loins moist.
It was. I mean, dude, you're going to have to step up your game.
I think we should go to San Diego.
It's weird that I really don't want to.
It's weird, too. I have no desire.
I've actually never had the desire to
go. It's the big show.
Weirdly.
It is this weird thing that we should go.
Like celebrities. Like, it's a big fucking deal.
It's a big deal.
I could give a rat's ass about celebrities, though.
Yeah.
Jeremy's probably the only one that would like that. You don't really care.
No, I care less.
And I don't know if Pete cares.
You guys use your pants for corn boy.
That's different. Well, yeah, it's different.
He's a celebrity.
Because he'll actually talk to us.
Yeah, that's why. Because the corn boy actually, and all those guys, that's why, yeah. I would geek out about talking with Nate Barch. Because he actually likes to be talked to and talks about the same stuff. What am I going to say to, I don't know.
So I understand what you're saying, Cody. I totally get it. You know, they are stars. But when you talk to them, they're not stars.
They're down to earth.
They're like, oh my God, you guys' podcast the other day was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, it's different.
They know what the price of milk is. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's different.
When you're talking to these big celebrities, they really aren't living there in our world. And so, like, what do I got in common with him? To tell him he's great? Just like the last 6,500 people just did.
Yeah.
I love you. You're so great. Okay, yeah, see you later. Give me $60. I'll sign this. But hey, how you doing? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Now, can I still say I love them as an actor? Hell yeah. Do I want to see their movie if I'm a fan? Hell yeah. Like, Henry Cavill. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He could probably make a movie about making a friggin' quilt, and I'd watch it.
Yeah.
But
I gotta see that.
But I don't want to meet him in person. Even though I feel like he's actually kind of down to earth.
I think he's probably pretty down to earth.
But
I don't know. It is different. But I also, I'm not trying to shit on you.
No, I'm not shitting on Jeremy
either. Yeah, for enjoying getting people's signatures and things like that. I don't want...
No.
Wait, you guys were shitting on me?
Between, like, Henry Cavill and, like, I don't know, like, the guy from Arrow, Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
Like, he's not... He's, like, kind of normal. I would assume he's not, like, insanely rich, but I don't
right.
know. Maybe. What? I don't know.
What celebrities have I... What are you talking about?
I'm not... Nobody. I didn't...
Nobody. What
you don't
got?
Get signatures? You're not a signature guy?
I mean, if they're there, and but I don't like... I mean, I waited in line, I guess, for...
Jeremy, I'm not trying to say that you're like
well,
crazy
Well, you guys
dude.
Had something!
Yeah, I just...
Well, like, okay, like at the airport, and I'm not ragging on you for this, but when you saw Louie...
Yeah.
You went up.
I didn't have to wait in line or pay for that.
No, but you were willing to walk up and get a picture with him.
I didn't even want a picture with him.
I went... That just, I wouldn't do that.
Gotcha.
But not, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing that.
I'm not saying, that. No, I'm not. Jesus. I get that. I think you and I are in the minority.
Probably. Well, so. But dude, you're a G. Well,
let me say though, talk like G. If Louis would have been at like a con, I never would have waited in line.
Yeah.
The fact that I saw him on a bench, he was struggling to stand up, and I went, bitch, here's my time.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you enjoy waiting in line to see the to Hall H or whatever, isn't that the one?
Yeah.
To see the Guardians of the Galaxy panel.
I don't care.
No? Okay. Well, maybe we're more closer together than we thought.
You know what is weird, though? I will say when I watch videos of them, mm-hmm. I sometimes do think, man, that was probably pretty cool to be in there.
Like maybe in like Walking Dead's heyday.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen some of those.
Yeah.
Me too. But I watch it on the video. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really care enough now. As I've gotten older, I'm like, celebrities are just fucking douchebags like the rest of us. They just have a lot of money. And people saying yes to them a lot.
Kind of like being a podcast host.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm still waiting for all my yeses, though. I'm waiting for a hooker with a line of blow on her ass. All right, Jeremy, you got 5 minutes till you're on stage.
Snort this
thing up and let's party.
Oh, my God.
You're like, I can't wait to have a plate of hooker ass with Coke on it.
I want to give you another example of me just being a dumbass. Okay.
Please do.
Yeah. These Barrett Alls, I've been asking people, so why are you, my wife is going to kill me, roadie?
Mm-hmm.
And most people had no problem with the question. I just asked it to one of the last people I interviewed, and they're like, what the fuck, motherfucker? And I'm like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, you like my wife is going to kill me. Well, I didn't quite understand that the roadie was actually like the person who just like was like sexual, like they followed you around like crazy. I thought a roadie was like the dude that helped on the crew, like you were part of the crew, you know?
Yeah, watch that Jack Black song about the roadie. It's the best.
The roadies like set everything up and they...
That's what I like thought too, but if you Google roadie, it's pretty much says like you're just a hoe, you know?
Groupie. Groupie is what I think.
Oh, shit, I said groupie. That's right. I can't even tell the story right.
You're talking about
Jesus, I just get dumber every day. I call them a groupie, not a roadie.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, groupies usually service the celebrity.
The person
in some
I asked
way.
This question did not like being called a groupie.
Okay.
A roadie is what I was thinking of.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Maybe just use the word fan.
Yeah, but I was kind
but
of
but it only has
to,
one syllable.
And it's I was trying to be kind of fun. Like, I thought it was. But now that I look back on
why are you a Mwig Tikkum cuck?
It didn't go over very well.
Why do you waste your time?
Listen to this shit. Speaking of, oh my God, we're still at we're 27 viewers still.
Well, yeah, people
these
love
guys
us.
Are great.
I love these people. Someone says, you're thinking groupie. Can't believe Cody doesn't want to be on Bear at all.
Like Kyle. Kyle's a groupie. He services us.
Doesn't want to be what?
Kyle is Bear definitely a groupie.
Bear. Is he a groupie or a roadie?
Well, roadie. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Next question.
I don't feel like it's appropriate bringing it up because he's not here, but he said, will someone please bring up Pete's tramp stamp? I want to know the story.
I don't know the story, but
we can answer it because he's not
afraid to talk about it.
He's got a response. It's a unfinished back piece.
He decided to start in his lower back and get basically a tramp stamp. I don't know if him saying...
Can you guys remember what... Isn't it like a heart with like wings or something like that? Or
it says juicy.
It's really... I almost don't believe him. I think after the fact, he thought...
No, yeah. Motherfucker got a tramp stamp.
Yes.
And now he's like, no, it's an unfinished back piece. It's a tramp stamp. He's had tattoos since.
If everybody was calling me, telling me I had a tramp stamp and it truly was an unfinished back piece, by golly, I'd be getting that damn thing finished.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cody?
Yeah, anything in that spot, no matter what it is.
And where's he going to stop? It's not a it's not a tramp stamp till he gets up like into his shoulder blades. In my opinion. He sure. needs like a whole freaking masterpiece on that freaking palette. They don't think they make enough
up,
ink.
You can't just go up half back.
No.
You get farther away from it, but it's still kind of
Do you have a tattoo regret?
Yes. I love my tattoos, but if I could redo them, mm-hmm. I would use, like, official artwork, stuff that was maybe on boxes and stuff like that, just because I got more into that as the years went on, even though it's shittier work in some cases. But, no, I mean...
Dude, I don't know, yeah. man. Your sleeve is fucking awesome.
Oh, I dig it. I got no issues with it.
Yep.
But if I could redo it, that's where I would
start. You would
have
used original. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Steve?
Yeah. I the one that everybody teases me about being a military tattoo, which I, when I got it, did not think that that would happen.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd have asshole friends.
I didn't know I was going to hang out with a bunch of shitheads.
I wanted an old school tattoo.
Gotcha.
I
so
wanted,
you walked into a place and you're like, I want the oldest school tattoo in here.
I wanted a traditional old school tattoo, and I saw this cool eagle that said USA with an American flag on it. And I was like, I'm going to put that on my forearm. Like, it's cool. And then everybody's like, and the sad part is like, you guys don't bother me.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, fuck those guys.
But Andre Kelman, on the other hand.
It's when I see, because people like Andre Kelman, if they were to get a tattoo, a military tattoo, it wouldn't look like mine. The styles have changed. It wouldn't be what I have at all. And it would probably say the Navy on it. Because I think, isn't he in the Navy? Isn't it the Air Force? I don't know what he is.
I don't know.
But
he's just funny.
Anyways, the point is what I don't like and does bother me is when I see some old fucker that goes, what branch did you serve in?
Oh, they do this for real?
It's happened to me twice.
Okay.
In the 7-8 years I've had it. And I'm like, I didn't. It just says USA. And I think because the older guy is looking at, because that is more his style of tattoo.
Yeah.
He's like, but, you know. So, yeah, if I had it to do over, I've even thought about getting it covered somehow.
Really?
Just because I don't like being mistaken for that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
It wasn't intentional.
Right. Just happens.
And it isn't a military. It doesn't say military. It's just a pro USA
mm-hmm.
tattoo. But
The fact that I can't see my tattoo, it has nothing. It means like I don't have. I had intentions for it, like doing more to it to try and make it look a little bit more manly. But I would rather now spend that money on other things.
Yeah.
So I've never like been like, oh, I need to fix that. You know, I said, I can't see it.
Yeah.
Cody, any tattooed regrets?
No. I want some more though.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Honestly, if I had it to do again, I might not get any.
Really? You might go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
How many you got right now? 4?
I don't know. I mean, they're only on my arms.
Yep.
Over arms and, well, then my... this. So I guess you could say 3 areas are tattooed, but they're big areas.
Mm-hmm.
But like I try telling my daughter this because Katie just got one recently and I'm like, everybody's getting tattoos. Everybody gets a tattoo. It's not cool anymore. Be rebellious and don't get a tattoo.
Yeah, but if you want a tattoo, who cares if everyone's getting one?
Well, I mean, because they're easier to get than take off.
Very true.
It's hard to get a tattoo that's not judged by.
I think you're going to be judged regardless.
Yeah.
You know, like, people are going to look at Jeremy's and go, I mean, that's immature. You're not in the military. You look like a bitch. You know, yours is probably going to be, oh, you got that in the, I mean, like a time frame or something, probably, right? Like, I mean, that, oh, it's like the, you know, the barbed wire. Oh, obviously you got that in the 90s. You know,
like, and people with the tiger
stripes. And that's why I wanted an old traditional tattoos, because I thought it would be more timeless.
Yeah.
Now, I get the most compliments on this,
mm-hmm.
which is an anchor, and it has my kid's name on it, and it's got, you know.
I will tell you right now, people could make fun of me till the day I die about my tattoo. I still could care less. I'd be like, yeah, I still like Ying Yangs.
Fuck it.
Still like that. It's almost like I'm looking around like he's going to have some around.
Right.
He's no. I really like these
There's
things.
There's not even a Mortal Kombat character
in here. I can't turn down a Ying Yang when I see it. You should see my necklace collection.
I did have a necklace on. I did.
Oh, I did. I had a ring.
Yeah.
And it was a color-changing one.
Yeah. I don't know why. I still just like something about it. It's still, I like it. True. Like, I wouldn't even know what to get a tattoo. Like, if someone said, hey, you have to get a tattoo tomorrow, it probably would be that Nate Barch art that Fucka Pete got made of the Furious Four set.
That, I still think all four of us should get that somewhere.
I would do that. I don't want to pay for it. Like, I don't want to pay for right, it. Like, yeah, if we were like, okay, we're going to take Patreon money and do it, I would do it. Otherwise, no, I'm not doing that. You know,
here's a question for the listeners and Patreons. Do we have permission to use Patreon money to all get
our tattoos?
To get our matching tattoos of the Four Horsemen, of the Furious Four? Or would that be a douche move? I'm just curious what they think. Not that we're going to do it, but we might, whether you say so or not.
Get it on my neck.
I like you and I hate Yang.
Maverick. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. He's got a list, doesn't he?
Yeah. What'd you guys get for the white elephant?
Wasn't there.
I got a bunch of sexually related things.
Did you steal that from somebody, or did you get stuck with
it? No, it was... Well, I don't remember what I had... originally, I think I had something cool. I don't remember. And then I had, like, a... maybe that was the original. I don't remember shit. I was pretty buzzed. I did, at one point, have a Batman and Superman thing going on, which was fine. It's nothing I collect, but it was awesome looking. But then Justin wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure to flip.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
Then I got a bag of sex stuff, which was like dice and I think some pop rocks. Some stuff that'll just like I threw in a corner and
I
just sit
there.
I'll
bring that to the next one.
Until
one
day I'm like, you know what would be funny if I gave these dice to somebody?
Yeah.
I hate dice on my butt.
I got a bag of alcohol. I can't remember. Screwdriver? No, not screwdriver. It's like a peanut butter whiskey. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had fun.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I had a really good time.
Was Cody there?
No. Nope, no Cody.
No Pete.
No Steve, no Pete. Yep. When's the next Bear at All coming?
Pretty quick.
Yep.
We've got two in the chamber. Actually, three, because one's a two-parter.
Yep, so we've got some stored up, but I am going to continue and work on those because, like I said, I'm really having fun doing it. So,
I'd like to see a Cody Bear at all.
I want to make it happen, but he gave me a look like
even if it was 20 minutes, because I think he would be like he wouldn't. I don't think he'd expand on a lot of stuff.
Cody is not he's not one of those guys. I mean, we've known Cody for a long time, right? Like, but how well do you feel like you really know Cody?
Well, we've been talking to him about him for 5 minutes. He hasn't even looked at us.
I think he thinks he's better than us.
I don't know. He could simultaneously be the most polite and rude guy at the same time.
There's times when he sees me, he's like, fucking Jeremy! Yeah. There's other times where it's like, I think he hates me. I'm going to keep showing up, though.
He's here.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. I'll get him on there. I'll lure him over here with some
alcohol. These old dudes are fucked.
Maverick has said, have you seen Letterkenny? I still haven't watched it.
Nope.
Yep. Seen it, and also tried the new Shorzy show that's a spinoff, which is kind of fun.
He said, when is Travis going to do a Netflix watch party for Attack on Titan? Never. Too long. Way too long, and I hate to say it. I feel like those first couple episodes, while really cool and I enjoyed it, the whining is hard for some people, and it might just be more me, but whoever is writing a lot of that anime stuff, they're emotional people. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Now, there's good reason for them to be doing it majority of the time. I mean, like, you watch your parent get eaten. I can understand why you're a little upset, I guess.
It's kind of the opposite for me. I watch anime, and then I turn to, like, real shows, and I feel like there's not enough, like, emotion in real stuff. Shows. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I would say that if that is a big part of there is a lot of emotion in anime.
That's why it appeals to people now, because people have lower testosterone and they're less stoic.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, not even, like, sadness, but, like yelling and screaming and, like,
yeah,
getting intense, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my kid, to him, it's, like, and I get it. It's, like, every episode is this huge fight. Like, there's this, like, just, and I'm not talking, like, it just, like, when we watched cartoons, the fight lasted, the fight was the end scene for, like, you know, a minute, right, or whatever. Some of these shows, he's watching One Piece, I think, is probably a good example. It seems like the fight is the whole fucking episode.
Right.
And it's literally just, like, shit. Of course, he can't do in real television, you know, because, and I get it, but it's,
I feel like that wears me out. I felt that a little bit with, like, the Revelation show, where it's like you're at this level of a big fight for a while, and then all of a sudden they're like, but then it transforms into a bigger fight. Yeah, and I'm like, whoa. And then it transforms into a bigger fight. And I'm like, okay, come on now. I just want this fight to be over and move the story. But no, it's going to transform into a bigger fight. And the person from the first fight is still trying to make a decision during all this shit.
We did episodes about this, Steve. We did episodes about this.
And I'm just like, come on, stop it.
That is a lot of anime. Yeah. That definitely is a lot of anime. But what I will say is, as long as there is still a good story driving it, and Attack on Titan is a great example, it's enjoyable.
So, yeah, I guess. But it's weird.
No, I understand.
All you have to do is dip your toe into this water and it'll all be over. But we've got freaking an hour of blowing up shit and people dying before she can decide whether she's going to dip her toe into the water.
Here we go.
This was already done. It was recorded.
Right, damn, Tila.
But then you find out that dipping her toe into the water wasn't even the first part of this decision. I mean, she still hasn't made the decision?
Last from Maverick, it said, any announcements for MesquiteCon?
Yeah.
Four Horsemen will be there.
I think he might be looking for new stuff. Pete's not here, so it is Pete's show. We are along for the ride with Peter, so we're just going to wait and see.
It's supposedly scheduled, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a date. Everything else still up in the
people
air.
People would think we'd know.
Hey.
We thought we would know.
We're going to be there, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, all four of us.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I know us four will be there. Cody, I'm sure, will make an appearance.
Yeah, it's going to happen, so...
So if you want to meet us, we'll be there.
I can't give you particulars, but I would tell you, if you're a Legions fan or you're a fan of us, you should come.
I would recommend tuning in to their Facebook page, because that's probably where you're going to hear something about it. So check out the MesquiteCon Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Osborne, what's your favorite video game? Hey, by the way, there's like seven of these questions, so we're gonna have to
rapid fire.
I would say pretty close to rapid fire.
My favorite video game of like all time.
Yep.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Resident Evil 4, I think it was. It's one where they go to Africa or something like that.
In the town.
Yeah, the town.
They have the dudes with the bags on their head.
Yeah,
it's a fucking great game.
I not only did I play that game, I played, it had like these little mission things you could do, like timed. Oh my God, I fucking love that game.
If you did it on the Wii, you had the pointy controller, which is a lot cooler. I don't know, man. I go through phases, but I would say that, like, I mean, Zelda's my fuck. I always go back to Mega Man 2.
Wow.
Sometimes it changes. There's others, you know, that come in and out. But Mega Man 2 is a tried and true one of my favorites of all time. So.
Yours got to be Zelda, right?
Zelda Breath of the Wild, probably. And if it's not that, it might be Metal Gear Solid 3? The Snake Eater one.
Snake Eater?
Yeah.
Where you just have to wait in the grass for that guy to die?
I've never played Metal Gear.
Remember that.
But there's an old dude that was like getting ready to snipe you. But if you wait long enough, he just dies.
Oh, maybe I probably didn't know that and I fought him and killed him.
No, that was a
great
game,
an old guy. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. That was a great game.
I love Snake Eater.
Yeah.
Cody?
Last of Us, Witcher, Grand Theft Auto 5, probably.
Nice.
Those three.
Super Metroid.
Did you say something, Travis?
Ocarina of Time.
Oh.
What's your favorite arcade game?
I guess I'd have to say, since I'm still playing it all the time, is Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man.
I'd probably have to say Pac-Man.
I would have to say either Pac-Man or Mortal Kombat 2. I think it was.
Damn good one, too.
Yep. I loved putting quarters into Mortal Kombat.
Plenty of great arcade games, but yeah, as far as a classic, one that I'll always go to would be Pac-Man.
Side note, Steve, you would like the God of War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You'd really like God of War.
Yeah.
You got an arcade game, Cody?
No, I don't think so.
Too young. What is your favorite movie soundtrack? Kind of a tough one.
Wow.
I gotta say Star Wars.
I will say The Crow.
It's an interesting one.
Obviously a bunch of different songs.
Yeah, lots of different bands. Like Pantera and stuff like that on there.
Yeah. I didn't love all the songs.
I thought probably the Last Action Hero soundtrack.
That was a good one, actually.
It's got like some Jackal and some Megadeth and some Tesla and some Aerosmith and Alice in Chains.
I remember listening to that one.
Pretty damn good.
Cody?
Greatest Showman.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that like Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first movie you ever remember seeing in the theater. Matt Osborne sent us some good ones. Matt's a Michigan boy, by the way.
Yep.
First movie you ever remember seeing in a movie theater.
Oh, that's easy. It is the first movie I saw in the movie theater, Return of the Jedi.
Mine, I think, was Clash of the Titans.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if it was like a replay or something, but I remember going with my dad and seeing that movie. I don't even know what year that came out, so...
Me neither, but it seems earlier than...
It seems earlier than it should be, right?
Yeah, like, seems around the time we were born.
I'd have to look it up.
Mine would have to be some sort of cartoon of some sort. I don't know, though.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't even know if I saw E.T. in the theater. Maybe E.T.? Maybe?
God, I don't remember if I saw E.T. in the theater.
I didn't.
I know I saw the Transformers movie, but we had to leave early because my brother was crying.
What a bitch.
Because Optimus died?
Optimus died and my brother was crying, so we had to leave. Fuckers.
What's the first DVD you ever bought? That's a tough one.
Oh! National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1 and UHF.
First DVD?
Yeah.
I believe it was Mad Max, Road Warrior.
Fuck, I can't answer that one. I have no idea. I did buy a lot of DVDs, but
I was watching VHS longer than I should have. So,
Cody, you're not even in on that one, are you?
Yeah, I have no idea.
What was the first CD you ever bought?
I don't know.
It was a gift. I got three at the same time. It was Metallica, Master of Puppets, Nirvana, Nevermind, and Nirvana in Utero, I think.
Can't remember if it was actually a CD or if it was a cassette, but it probably was Ozzy Osbourne, No More Tears.
Mine could have been
good one.
Metallica.
It's the first Ozzy thing I ever listened to.
Mine could have been Metallica, the Black Album, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm right around there, too. Probably something like that. God, I love that one. Cody's like, what's a CD? What was the first concert you ever went to?
Bon Jovi.
What year?
I bet that was fun.
About 2001? I'd never been to a concert. Courtney wanted. It was like me and Courtney were new.
Oh wow! So this is you were 19, 20.
Older, 21.
Yeah.
And we were in a new relationship. Like it was like within the first 6 months of knowing Courtney that she had tickets when we went to that. So he was older. He had been around a long time, but he still put on a good show.
Danzig Suicidal Tendencies and Metallica at the Ionia Fairgrounds, 1994, June 24th.
Mother.
Outside in the fucking rain, in the mud.
Not to walk my way.
Epic fucking show.
Yeah.
It was a great fucking first show.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a Suicidal Tendencies guy, but they had a couple songs that I fucking loved.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Psycho Michael was all like sunburnt. It was pretty funny.
Ugh.
Danzig was whatever, but Metallica, I mean, that was like, we were all obsessed with the live shit, Binge and Purge album that had just come out, never hearing them live, you know, new to all this shit. And
yeah.
So,
God, yeah. That was wild.
Went with all my fucking friends. Dad brought us, their dad brought us, and shit was yeah. Amazing.
Ozzy for me. It's nice. First time, like, I just saw women, like, literally, like, he, you know, Ozzy comes out on stage and he's like, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday.
Yeah.
Guess what he likes? Titties. And like they just had the camera going over the crowd and like, you know,
back when you just showed tits.
Yeah. And women were just like, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like I was 16.
Let me see your cigarette lighters.
Fucking Ozzy.
Cody.
I don't know. I think like probably like Lady Antebellum country.
Oh, okay. Thanks for getting up to the mic.
Yeah, sorry. What's your favorite concert you ever attended?
Metallica, Magnetic Death, Death Magnetic.
On the list, might never have made it to a Metallica concert.
Weird Al.
I really loved Weird Al, too.
Before Weird Al, it was probably Marilyn Manson, just because of the spectacle, like yeah. Just all the crazy shit that was going on.
Dude, White Zombie.
Yeah, White Zombie had the same type of shit. Yeah. Well, Rob Zombie probably even more.
Rob, sorry, that's not.
Yeah, like robots on stage and shit.
Rob
like,
Zombie had a
cool. I love shit like that. And like Weird Al is probably the number one of doing all that type of stuff, just mm-hmm. incorporating so many things on stage. So,
I really love Kiss.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the music, but I could see why.
They just put on
a good show.
Cool ass show. You know, I mean, they'd be out there with a. Ace Frehley would be out there with a guitar just shooting fireworks mm-hmm. over the crowd. And I mean,
I'm getting your money's worth.
Yeah, they put on a fun show. Cody?
Probably just Electric Force in general.
I totally get that. Favorite comic book?
That's hard.
Ninja Turtles.
East of West. I mean, it's hard because like X-Men is such a great story that's been going on forever. There's so many great stories. East of West, there was just something about that book I loved.
Walking Dead is kind of tied with Ninja Turtles for me, too.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
I loved Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't answer.
Yeah.
Don't know.
And last but not least, your favorite sports team.
Favorite sports team? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care anymore either. It used to be the Lions. I literally couldn't. I can only tell you the starting quarterback right now. Otherwise, I've just completely stopped watching sports.
Me too.
I never watch sports.
Who's the quarterback?
I don't remember.
Only sports I'll watch.
I think he came from the Eagles.
The only sports
Fouls.
I'll...
Fouls.
The only sports I'll watch is like UFC.
If UFC comes up on my phone,
yeah,
I'll watch UFC. Yeah, that's something about UFC. I never even really cared for boxing, but UFC, there's just something about it. It's fun to watch people kick the shit out of each other. Mark Alcio wants to know, does Steven feel like a power bottom to Travis since his figure is the one on the box for the Four Horsemen?
Listen here, Mark. I don't know what kind of tree you're trying to bark up, but when the Furious Four debuted, it was my figure that was shown in the box. And I've got the exclusive packaging, and I'm the harder one to find. So you know what? I'm happy that Travis is there because I want to have these bastards in package, all four of us, on the shelf. So I'm glad he's in that packaging, and I'm still top G.
the majority of people will be getting my figure, though.
Yeah.
The majority.
Yeah, that's great. You're common. I'm special.
Question number two for you. He said, does Steven feel like a power bottom to Travis since his figure is the one on the box for the Four Horsemen?
Isn't that what you just said?
He said, same question as number one, just please read it again.
Oh. Bravo, sir.
For as much as I love Anthony, Mark's pretty cool dude, too. Curtis said, will you guys be doing a live show on or around MesquiteCon?
Possible.
Who the fuck knows? We don't know until we plan all this shit, and then it all falls to shit.
Yeah.
So
Len followed that up and said, will Curtis be doing a live show on or around MesquiteCon?
There you go. Curtis will be doing a show for sure.
Curtis will be doing a show.
I love it. Will White.
We have no reason not to. We can go live from our phones.
That is true. Cody's like, come on, guys.
I love Cody's enthusiasm.
Cody's like, come on, guys.
He really is the producer.
You guys didn't even bring phone chargers to PowerCon.
We didn't even order the electricity that we were supposed to have at the
He supposedly brought some generator thing, too, and we never even took it out of the box.
Never even took it out.
Will White said, have any of you watched Vox Machina season one or two and your thoughts? We did talk about that a little bit already, I think.
Nope.
No, we didn't.
We didn't? Wasn't Vox Machina? Oh, that's the other one, right? I was thinking of...
I think it's Machina.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Machina.
Okay. Vox Machina. I watched a couple of episodes. That's the... The Dungeons and Dragons little
critical
group.
Critical Role guys.
Yeah.
I watched that whole first season and I liked it. I haven't started the second one yet.
Jeremy, did you watch it?
No.
Cody?
Nope.
I think you guys would like it.
Yeah, I've been told there's characters and stuff. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yep. And I did. I watched a couple episodes. I just, something, I don't know. It's probably too cute for me. He also wants to know, can Lord Steven Bisciotti say the intro to the Conan the Barbarian so I can use it in a Mezco review? Or Maverick can just tell me what exact episode where he's already done it.
You want me to do it or what?
Do it, buddy. Hit it.
Hang on. I need to drink a drink.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And onto this, Conan, destined to wear the jewel crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Yeah, I can't believe you have that memorized. You should send that to Cody so he can put it up. I cannot believe that you have that memorized. Jesus, Pete. All right, John Caulfield said, should Maverick be allowed to ask more than one question given he is only a $1 Patreon?
Depends on if his questions are good.
And they were okay, so we definitely
yeah, if they're good questions,
you get a super chat? Or is that?
Yeah.
We did. Edgarardo de Jesus.
No, that was right.
Says, to Steve's rehab towards effing dogs. Yep.
Thanks, Will White.
Yep. Richard Jones. What movies are you guys most looking forward to this year?
That Ant-Man one looks pretty fun.
How do you feel about Ant-Man in IMAX?
I don't know. Hadn't thought about it.
The trailer was on when we went and saw Avatar, and just watching the trailer in IMAX made me be like,
it was 3D IMAX.
And that even more. Thinking about the negative, or not the negative zone, the quantum realm in 3D, like, to me, that could be fun, boys.
I don't know that 3D really appeals to Jeremy.
Really, you're not a fan of 3D?
Not the most.
We don't have to wear the glasses.
Yeah, but then that's lame.
go up to, I want to see the name of, no, one more.
65?
Yeah.
That movie looks really good.
65 is the one I'm excited about.
More than Ant-Man.
Yeah. And Ant-Man's
there's prime. There's a new Turtles movie coming out. Should be pretty interesting.
I don't know. I've loved Ant-Man. I thought Ant-Man's been good.
What about Shazam?
I don't even know if I'll see Shazam in the theater. Something about... That guy don't do much for me, that actor.
I really enjoyed the first movie, but
I thought it was okay.
Obviously not enough for me to be like...
When it came out, you were like, yeah, it was really good.
It was enjoyable, but now, like, I would never watch it again.
Yeah.
I would never watch it again. And if I really love something, I will... I don't care how many times. I honestly don't care how many times I'm flipping through Facebook or YouTube or whatever. If the Cap picking up Mjolnir scene is on, I will watch all of that. I will watch whatever follows it. There's certain movies that I could easily go back and watch again.
Ooh, any wow. After Endgame.
I usually don't smell, but that I got. Wow.
No.
Oh. A little rough, ain't it?
Nothing after Endgame.
I totally agree.
Nothing after Endgame. I know people do not love the Doctor Strange Madness one. I can't remember what it was.
I'm sorry.
I really liked that movie. I would watch that one again. I would watch that one again. I haven't, though.
Yeah. Sharp. That's like sharp cheddar.
The next John Wick. That's exciting.
I haven't watched... Three.
What?
I know, that sounds dumb.
Wait, would that be a...
It must be bad if Steve smelt it.
Yeah, it's a little rough. A little rough.
Oh, yeah, John Wick, it sounds fun.
What about Dungeons & Dragons? You excited for that?
I don't know.
Nope.
Not really.
I'm not really
I'll watch it, but...
Mario looks fun.
I'm kind of excited about Mario.
You know what? I forgot
Mario.
All about Mario.
Yeah.
That's probably my number one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really excited about the Mario movie. The Evil Dead one looks pretty fucking awesome.
That yeah. Evil Dead one?
Yeah.
Man, it's lingering. God,
it's it was
heavy,
a thick one. I don't know.
In the air.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'll have a fucking blast. I'll definitely go.
Fast and Furious.
Do not care.
I haven't seen any of them since the first one, I think. I thought the first one was cool.
I saw the first one, and that determined whether or not I was going to watch any of the rest of them. So.
Little Mermaid?
Nope.
Little Mermaid, don't care. Across the Spider-Verse should be fun.
Spider-Verse I will watch?
Yep. The Beast Wars one, huh?
As cool as I think that...
I'll see it at some point, but...
Nah, I don't know. I'm kind of done with those Transformers. They need to reboot. They need to reboot.
I just don't know if it's worthy enough of a...
It's going to be the same thing. There's a lot of explosions and lack of... there's just usually too many characters to keep track of, and it's... I don't like the Transformers movie.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too.
I could watch Optimus. I don't... Optimus
is it... What universe is it taking in? Is it its own thing, or is it supposed to be based on the Bayverse?
No, it's in the
Bayverse.
It's kind of the Bayverse.
Or is it the one with the Bumblebee? What happened with that?
That's all the same.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah. Was Bumblebee the same?
Yeah.
It was a prequel. It was a prequel. It's still kind of the same.
It wasn't,
thing.
But I thought they were going to like make more in that universe.
Well, they are. I who knows? Who cares?
I guess. It's just popcorn flicks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Out of all those movies, the best part of all of them was the first 10 minutes of Bumblebee.
It was amazing.
I'm with you on that. I don't even know if I'll ever... I still have not watched the fourth Indiana Jones. The Crystal
Me either.
Skull one.
Me either.
I still haven't.
Indiana Jones, I'm kind of probably out on.
Mission Impossible.
And I love Indy.
I haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible.
They're good. They are good.
I seen the first one, thought it was lame.
See, I like the first one. I think maybe the second. There was one I didn't love, but I've really enjoyed the last few that I've watched.
I don't like, whichever the one that he was on the motorcycle doing crazy
Dude,
shit.
Dude, that's the one I didn't like either.
I didn't hate that.
I didn't like the motorcycle one, but I've liked...
As
I've
the drive-ins.
Was that the second one?
I think it was the second.
With this hot-ass chickadee during that movie.
That soundtrack was
and
hip.
And all I wanted to do was mess around. And she was totally watching the movie. And shut me down. You know why? Because she knew she could do better, and she's right. She was fucking hot. And I don't. Maybe that's why I don't like that movie.
Maybe.
The stack of this movie. This movie's cast is stacked.
But I don't have any. I'm not really interested in the.
Is
making.
That Cillian Murphy?
Yes,
I love him.
I do. I love him too.
I used to think he was so fucking weird looking.
I just feel like anything by Christopher Nolan, you gotta check out. It's gonna. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, Memento is just okay.
Fuck you.
Well,
which one was Memento?
Exactly.
Is that the one where the guy's memory was?
Yeah.
And he, I don't know. I liked that movie when it came out. I liked that one quite a bit. The Marvel? Hell no. I don't even know if I'd even watch the Marvels.
The Marvels? I forgot
about
that.
Is that Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Is it her sequel?
I thought it was gonna be a Disney Plus though, but here it is. I have no interest in that.
That's
really.
Brie.
Yeah, that's Brie.
Well, we all know
Barbie.
How
I'm sure I'll see Barbie at some point. I think it's supposed to be kind of like a fun spoof, but I don't know.
I really like Margot Robbie, but
yeah,
I'm excited for Dune. I do like Dune, but it's not my. It wouldn't be my number one.
Don't know enough.
Yeah.
What's that shit? Hunger Games? There's another Hunger Games thing? Yeah, I don't know.
Is that going to be the first?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
That Hunger Games, I think that's, what's her name's in that, right? Jennifer. And that right there is going to be the first female lead, I think. First strong female.
So, Jesse Arnold said, will we ever know if Annie is okay?
No.
She was hit by and struck by a smooth criminal, so.
I don't know.
Probably not okay, then.
Sounds bad for her.
And last but not least, Francisco has joined the chat.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go, Francisco.
Isn't Steven helping his mother-in-law such a bitch move instead of an alpha? Wouldn't a real alpha be like Ivan Drago in Rocky IV? If she dies, she dies. I do gotta admit, it's kind of a bitch move.
Alright.
And that's all he's got, folks.
What do you got, Steve?
You gotta take care of the people in your life.
Travis, why haven't you been arrested and gone viral for fucking on the job?
Because the only person he fucks on the job is himself.
And I wonder that every day.
Why, I haven't fucked somebody on the job? Or?
Well, you haven't been arrested. I'm just waiting somebody to see him walking with a piece of paper in front of his face. No, he isn't even going to do it. He's going to be smiling.
Yep. He'll be proud of whatever he did.
He'll be like, wait, do you fuckers see what I did?
Oh, shit.
That's good.
Jeremy, what got you more groupies? Yard sale underwear or having a toy made of you?
Fuck. Immediate groupies would be the toy. But over the years, I had some people that kind of worshipped the ground I walked on in the old band.
Yeah, you got to remember the length of time he was out there every week.
14 fucking years of building up some groupies. I don't know if I had groupies. I mean, there was like, I mean, I guess I had some people help me carry my shit back out to my fucking car, which would be roadies.
There's definitely people following you.
You had groupies, dude. We did have groupies. Every time I would go to your show, there would be a group of people.
Were they there for me or the band? Like, is this specific to me?
You'd have to tell me.
Yeah. I think they're there for the band.
That old guy that was always dancing with gray hair.
Man, we had a lot of old guys that were dancing with
gray hair. There was one that was there every time I saw you.
Yeah, we used to... It's really funny. There would be groups of people, certain people that would come to, like, every fucking show,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd just kind of disappear, and then a new group, and then I recognize that person every show. It's just... Very interesting.
Dude, you had there's two groupies I could think of. There was the one groupie, the old guy with gray hair dancing every time. Great dancer. Then there was another geezer with gray hair sitting back at a table like this the whole time.
Yeah, I remember him too. Short hair.
Yep.
But he went to every show?
Well, every show I was at.
He was entertained?
Yeah, I think his name was Steven.
Yeah, that guy. He was pretty good.
No, there was a guy like that.
Was there?
I thought you were telling the truth. I think there is. I don't know. Now you're backpedaling.
I was talking about you.
I wasn't. I don't have gray hair. I mean, I have some. But you wouldn't say I'm overwhelmingly gray.
You're gray.
Now, you weren't.
There's nothing wrong with it. Your gray looks great.
It looks good. It's coming in good.
Full fucking gray. What do you mean?
Full fucking gray?
Yes, you are.
No way is that full gray. I mean, I admit I have a lot of gray, but I wouldn't say it's...
Dude, when you got the headphones on, you're right. I don't think it's full gray.
It's dark gray.
You take the headphones off, I'm like, that's gray.
It's dark gray.
Okay. I don't care.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I don't give a shit. I just really...
I have a lot of gray hair, even.
I didn't think I was over 50%.
There's nothing wrong with a geezer.
I don't care. At least I got hair.
Oh.
I'm not... That's not a shot at him. A lot of fuckers our age that really don't. I mean, Travis still has hair, too. He's just... I mean, his forehead's winning, but...
It won.
It still balances out.
It won.
I think it works.
And he said, Pete, when will you start playing Warhammer or HeroClix?
He'd rather do that than show up to this, that's for sure.
He didn't even go into the chat, did he?
No. He's probably fucking D&Ding.
Hopefully. I hope he's having a good time.
If anybody's going to quit the show, it's going to be him, right?
God, I hope so.
Jesus. I would have guessed Cody way before Pete, but I could be wrong.
I mean, I'm just done based on who I'd rather lose.
If you had to pick.
And that's it?
That's it for the support group questions. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. UPS guy then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll go first. Mine's pretty short and sweet.
Get her.
Yeah.
Beasts of the Mesozoic. Mesozoic.
Mesozoic.
So a while back, I did the Kickstarter for the Beasts of the Mesozoic. T-Rex. T-Rexes, and what is pictured now is a little tiny T-Rex. I've had the opportunity to meet and talk with David Silva a few times, mostly through LegionsCon, but he was at PowerCon as well. Used to work for NECA, doing these dinosaurs now. I like dinosaurs. Like, I was one of those kids that really liked dinosaurs. I liked to try and draw them. I could not draw them, but I like these figures.
Did you ever watch Baby?
Yes.
You did?
Yep.
Okay.
Probably was emotional during that. That's where is it a brontosaur? Like a little...
little baby brontosaurus?
Yeah, they find an egg or something. I can't remember.
I don't remember the whole plot. I rented it like three times.
Yeah, yep. Nope, I liked all that stuff. I liked Land Before Time. I liked all dinosaur shit. I've talked about it before. My favorite playing cards ever, if I had to pick, it would be very hard because I did like the Marvel playing cards, but I loved Dinosaur Attacks. You guys remember that?
No.
It literally was... Dinosaurs are all of a sudden here in America or the world, and every card was dinosaurs like at a school eating children.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was like, this is the shit. Cody, can you look up Dinosaurs Attack playing cards? I would like to get a few of those.
That almost sounds familiar, though.
I think we've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah, and I think when you see them, you might have a...
And I think it was back in the days when we probably looked up the pictures on the phone, because I think.
Yeah. Here we go. Man, come on.
Oh.
Homeroom Horror. Looks like an Allosaurus. Allosaurus busting into a classroom, eating some kids.
Okay.
Man, I remember being at school like every fucking day just like being, why can't a fucking dinosaur
attack? Just eat the shit out of this room. Okay, yeah, I think that looks familiar now.
Yep. This the T-Rex I got here is just like I said, it's a smaller one. It's a 1/35 scale, which still looks cool. The dude does a great job of paint. I think the dinosaurs look really cool.
Yeah,
they're cool.
But I'm going to be honest, I give a shit less about that 1/35 one, because what I wanted was this bad boy, and that is the 1/18 scale T-Rex.
That thing's fucking massive.
Yeah, and it's a heavy boy. It's a big old giant, and I got another one. The other one I got looks almost like they've done this fun little packaging and everything. They look more like the Dino Riders T-Rexes. I got that one upstairs. You can't see it like you can in this one, but I really like this. I do. It is hard paying this much for dinosaurs right now because Jurassic Park is still in full swing, and you can just go into Walmart right now and pay $50 and buy a big old T-Rex or $100 or whatever it is. Yeah. But those do not remotely compare with the artistic and structural aspect of these things. These are some pretty cool figures, and I'm even more excited about what the future is going to bring with his line, with some of the cyber stuff that he's got planned and freaking armor and shit. And really what I'm excited about the dragons that he's doing. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. So I got this big old beast, and I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't really decided which one I'm going to open up because I think I'm going to open one. Oh, yep. Guess what? This one's open. So it'll be this guy. It'll be this guy's getting open for sure. So I'm pretty excited about this, and at some point I will open it up, and he'll be eating some Mythic Legion figures.
Hell
unfortunately,
yeah.
I don't have children for him to eat.
Very cool.
Yeah. Another Kickstarter fun. I've really enjoyed getting it on these smaller companies and buying the Kickstarter stuff. One, I like supporting it, and two, it's just kind of fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Ha! All right. So I talked about the packaging in part one of this episode, but here is the actual Baroness figure, which is cool to me because I never opened the one that comes with the bike. I have it, but never opened it. So I don't have a Baroness on the shelf, and this is my Baroness that I can finally put on the shelf. All around pretty darn good figure, removable glasses, two pistols in her back hip pocket. She comes with two giant guns. This is one of them. The gun is a little weird because it has this... I have her holding on to a handle, but it's really not a handle with her right arm. It's a peg that's supposed to go into her back, and there is a hole for it. But if you do that, she has to look down all the way because her hair is not made to go over that giant gun.
Her hair covers the peg spot pretty much? Or
yeah, the only way to fit that gun on her back... You can't pose her head anymore because her head's looking straight down and her hair's sticking out stupidly. Weird. I can show you if you give it to me real quick. That's a stupid... And both guns come with the same peg that she comes with. The other gun's actually bigger. But I think it looks stupid. So if I put this on her back, you get that. And if you show her from the side, people can see exactly what happens here. I think that's dumb. But yeah, that's why I will be having her hold it and hold the gun.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's bad. Poor planning. I don't know what
Right. Why was that a choice? Should have gave like another head or something with the hair split or something.
Yeah. They didn't want to figure that one out. I don't know. Maybe they think no one's going to open these because of the nice card art.
But the tagline that says Baroness and not a real American hero.
So, but all in all, you know, with that being said, having her posed like I originally had with the gun in her hands or not that gun at all, maybe just wielding the two pistols would look cool too. It's still a really cool looking figure. It'll fit nicely next to my Destro on the shelf.
They did do a good job with her.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And I do love that there's a stand included.
Yeah. New, right? That's not something they've been doing.
It must be something that's... This is my first figure that's carded on the card art. Oh, okay. So maybe those...
Yeah.
are coming. So
it's just so weird to me. Hasbro is going, hey, we're gonna go to these plasticless packages and put out the, and then here we go. Now, oh, we're gonna also do these, you know, whatever throwback ones. What are you doing?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
There's no, it doesn't. There's no
rhyme or
reason.
It's to make people that think that some people feel good about that they're saving the planet. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like to recycle. but, I mean, why?
So, well, this is what I'm really excited about. I am a Tiger Force fan. Ugh. And I got old Duke here. He can spin him around. He's riding a Tiger Force Ram cycle. Found this guy at Target. Bought him up. It's the coolest looking Duke so far until they give us a straight up Duke with straight up good paint. It's basically the same figure, I think, as the original release that it was dumb because it had gold on it and stupid stuff. Really looks cool, man. I love this figure. It's fun.
I never really cared for Tiger Force.
Yeah, you said that before. And you know what? It's ridiculous.
I never really cared for Duke.
It's ridiculous. Tiger Force is dumb.
I wasn't a Duke fan either, to be honest.
He's just too plain.
Too dookie.
What I liked about Tiger Force was the fact that it gave me a second chance to get figures I missed.
And I get that. And you like this figure better.
I don't know if I like that. Well, this time I like
that. And classified, yes. Yeah. Yep.
But like when the original Tiger Force came out. So like Bazooka. Bazooka's one I missed. I never had Bazooka.
Yep.
But I had Tiger Force Bazooka.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun. And there were a few figures like that that I was able to get that they had discontinued. And, Lifeline. I never had a Lifeline, but I had Tiger Force Lifeline.
Yeah.
Until Lifeline was released as a... He was released as in a... Was it in the box or a mail-away with Kellogg's? I think it was a mail-away. And I got the original Lifeline. Anyway. That's a fun figure. I think that's really cool. And the Ram is one of my favorite vehicles. I had the original Ram. It never existed in Tiger Force that I know of, so I think that's cool.
I think just being able to get 6-inch vehicles is pretty cool.
I also picked up the new Snake Eyes. Coming with Timber. This is the second release of Snake Eyes with Timber. And this is more our 85 looking. The first release with Timber came as a... Like the Commando Snake Eyes with goggles, which is actually my favorite Snake Eyes. So anyways, I thought, what the hell? I'll get this one too. Comes with a slew of stuff. The dog is cool. The dog is whiter. The other one is gray. Grayer. I mean, really minor differences here. And I basically have that Snake Eyes, a couple versions of the classified even. So it really isn't, I don't know.
Are you going to buy every Snake Eyes they put out?
No. I probably won't buy any more if they put any more out. Depending, unless there's a huge upgrade. They give you this, like, duster or this, like, I don't know. What would you call this?
I don't know, but I'd use that with Mythic Legions.
Well, it doesn't fit Snake Eyes very good. So.
That's good.
Maybe it's for the dog.
I tried that. It almost would look cool, but I can't get the head to pop on.
Be pretty neat.
Can you hand me Snake Eyes real quick?
And I will.
And that thing.
Oh, goodness. Here's him, and here's that. So, like,
you have to either take his, whatever this is, his bandolier that is full of grenades, and then you can kind of put this, because this looks really dumb, over it, because it sticks out. I guess that looks okay, if you want to have your Snake Eyes wearing that.
Sure.
Looks good.
Yeah.
No.
You don't like that?
At all.
I kind of like it with the bandolier instead.
So what are we up to now? 4 Snake Eyes?
Well, they've got the original one that was the launch one, and then they released that in...
The deluxe pack?
Yeah, well, then they released a regular release of it with different little paint apps.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did Commando version with Timber, and now this version with Timber, as far as I know, unless I'm missing any. Did they do the one with the blue and the red goggles?
No, I don't
yet?
Think they've done that one yet. No, this is the fourth one I'm pretty sure that they've done in the Classified series.
Here's what I found.
He comes with some extra guns that are kind of ridiculous. You know, your typical Hasbro guns.
Maverick said, "Do you think Steve needs that Timber next to his Lord Bashotti figure?" You could pose them together.
Be pretty good. Oh, he's got more.
Should have opened her. I got Zarana.
Ooh, dang. You fight her at the store?
No, Big Bad Toy Store.
Okay.
Zarana. Hey, Zartan. So, she looks pretty cool, don't she?
I dig her. I like her design.
I was a Dreadnought fan. She's kind of hot. Yeah.
She's going to look cool standing next to old Zartan.
I've seen people do some pictures, and she poses really well. And
interesting art.
Yeah, their art's all over the board.
Yeah, it's
real
so
cartoon.
Crazy.
There's no continuity to it.
No, you'll have some stuff that looks just super cool.
Could be a painting one, could look like a comic book the next, could look like a cartoon the next.
Yeah, I mean, it's great art, but yeah.
Not
consistent across the board.
Very cool. One of my next favorite G.I. Joe characters as a kid is an okay. I haven't opened it. Maybe I will. I definitely will, but I loved Dusty as a kid. I don't know why. I just thought his camo was cool. This Dusty's pretty cool. His torso is a little weird because there like isn't no camo.
I think.
And it looks shiny instead of like the matte. You see what I'm talking about,
like,
Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's like some on his gut there, but yeah, the whole like there is like up there in the corner. But it's definitely, like, there's nothing across the chest, so it looks real blank.
Really makes me want to repaint them.
Yeah.
And I think it could make them look really cool. You shouldn't have to repaint him.
So is this the third or fourth Duke now?
That's not Duke.
I mean, he's Duke. Dusty.
Is that Duke's head?
I don't know. It's actually a pretty cool head.
Probably is Duke's head.
I mean, I want
blank. I didn't even notice that. If I didn't really look at his head, I looked right at his chest, because his chest looks weird to me. So maybe it is Duke.
It's painted differently for sure, but I mean.
Oh, it's not Duke. There's a part. Look at the part in the hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Different head sculpt. I don't know. It looks cool. I never was a Dusty guy. I
thought Dusty was cool. So.
God, they are hitting. They're knocking these out of the park.
Yeah. They're really cool. And then. This one kind of made me upset because the next one I thought I ordered two of. And then I opened the package and there's only one. This might be the coolest figure in this new wave that I love so much. You haven't had this here, have you?
Mm-mm.
We got a Crimson Guard. Crimson Guards are badass. So, one of the coolest troops. I got to grab another one because I got to have at least two. Yeah. Really good figure.
I was always a Crimson Guard fan.
Oh, they're just cool troops, man. I mean, the helmets are cool. The symbols are cool. You know, the big silver cobra symbol on him. He's badass. And I think that, you know, the Crimson Twins having their own soldiers was always kind of cool. So totally have to pick. You got to get one of those, right, Trav?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably do the same thing you said. I'll probably get two of them. Yeah. I mean, I was always a Crimson Guard fan, for sure. I have not ordered them.
So, yeah, I was bummed I didn't get two. I swear I did, but oh well. While up in Alpena, I was able to grab something that I didn't... haven't seen around this time. These parts.
Damn, Steve is just loaded today.
Oh, shit. Big Money Bashotti back.
Yeah, he's back in action.
Ultimate Warrior... WWE superstars.
Gross.
Brings a smile to my face.
No, that's disgusting.
Come on.
I can't believe you would buy a figure of another man.
Why? It's not like I'm branding myself with this. My boyfriend's the letterman. I'm wearing his jacket. I got his class ring, too, because I'm his bitch.
That's
so I can pretend to be him. I can be like, I'm from parts unknown.
I'd love to see you running down to the ring. best of moments still is you comparing Pete to the Ultimate Warrior. It is still one of my favorite parts on this podcast.
Pete can't sell. Now we're into some Masters of the Universe.
That is fucking cool.
We got the new Too Bad from Mastersverse?
Yeah, Masterverse, yep. Possibly New Eternia?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't even pay attention to what anymore.
It just looks fucking cool. I think it's New Eternia, but...
This figure is a beast, and it's badass. So, I don't have much of a complaint. People say his blue head looks weird. I don't think it's bad. He's a giant of a figure. It's a hunk of plastic.
It's a big dude.
It looks awesome.
I like that there's like height difference between the two, too.
Yeah, that's fun.
Which is odd. I mean, just how it works, but...
I think the 2000X version was like that.
It was.
Yeah, to me, I thought it was hunchy, but now that like this is here, I'm like, oh, maybe one guy was supposed to be taller than the other. But yeah, this is very, very cool. I have yet to get this one.
Super cool.
And I just got a shit ton of He-Man figures too, but that was not one of them.
Might be the best figure that's come out.
I think I saw a picture of the Toy Huntress holding this, and I'm like, damn, that figure looks big.
Yeah. It's a... It's a hefty chunk of plastic there, that's for sure. I love the skin on the blue half.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
It's a cool... I kind of can see what they're saying about the head. The head, the faces do look different. But I think it looks awesome.
I like the addition of the other weapons, too.
Other weapon... There's another weapon that comes with him that I don't have on him. The basic club that...
Yeah.
That he came with.
That one of them came... Yeah. And I chose to go with the shield instead of the club. But, yeah.
I love them.
Those are fun.
That stuff is fun. I'm glad that they're putting that stuff out and then kind of tweaking it a little bit to give it just a little bit of different, you know.
Yeah, something that we haven't gotten before.
Yeah,
separated even though we've gotten it before.
Separated from Origins sure. And everything else.
Very fun.
So then I got this one, which is another entry into this line. Roboto. Roboto looks pretty cool. A lot to like as far as aesthetics. A lot to dislike, too, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I have this figure, too. I think the figure looks great, but the accessories
were lame.
Yeah, are kind of lame. And he doesn't have a heart, I don't think.
He doesn't have a heart. No, he doesn't have an axe hand. He needs an axe hand, in my opinion.
An axe hand, a clampy hand, and a blaster.
Instead, they gave him two guns, and they don't work very well. They look... like his hand's just missing.
Yeah. He does have the two halves of the sword, but...
Which I could care less about.
Yeah.
Because that's... Because he reforged the sword in Revelation.
Yep. So that's like for one specific scene.
And if you're going to call this a Revelations figure, where's his poncho? He needed the poncho.
He needed the poncho!
Seriously?
Yes.
I mean, that's how
he was...
They're
going to give the other guys the fucking techno cult outfits, they might as well give him a poncho.
He was
well, maybe you're gonna get a version two
with just a poncho because it's all he needs.
Maybe. Well, they'll probably go, oh yeah, let's throw in the axe hand in this one.
Yeah, exactly, make you buy it.
Yep,
because I mean he was seen in the poncho more than he was without it.
Yep.
Now, so I don't know, I think that was a miss. I mean, how do you get such a deluxe figure here? I mean obviously you pay more for this.
Yeah,
but and then they just give us this. But his colors are great. I love the clear.
He's a good figure.
I don't like it.
I don't like how you can't straighten his arm. Yeah, that irritates me.
It's garbage.
If you are going to...
I will always probably compare these, unfortunately, to classics.
Yeah.
I know that's not fair. I know that's not fair.
Well, but I think classics is still the best representation ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
On a whole.
Yeah.
I think that Too Bad is probably the closest one I could say.
That Too Bad's good.
He actually competes
with the classic.
Yeah, he's good.
But if you're going to put all this you're going to put all this articulation into him and you're going to give him a gun hand,
mm-hmm.
two gun hands. If someone's going to shoot a gun and they want to look serious, they hold their hand straight. You don't do this. You look like you're thinking about shooting somebody.
Yep.
Does everybody see that on the...
Wow. Okay. Hey, there you go.
When you hold a gun, you're going to shoot, you're going to have a straight arm. You're not going to go like this. Because it looks like I might shoot you.
Man, from that angle, your arms look really short.
They are.
They are short.
Stupid. It's a weird angle, too, but it's still stupid.
Like
the
T-Rex arms.
Leave me alone.
Quit picking on him, Trav.
I'm getting tired now.
He's like, I'm just ready for this
to
be done.
I
want
to go home, babe. What else, you guys? Is that it?
That's me. That's me in a nutshell.
Damn, Steven. All right. Look at you. It's like you haven't been on a podcast for 4 weeks.
Did you bring that thing that Anthony has for me?
Oh, that's right.
No.
Shit.
I was supposed to remind you about that like 2 months ago.
Yeah, if you don't remind him the day of.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it existed till he messaged me. So I guess that leaves me.
Let's do it, Junkie.
Okay, boy, do I got stuff for you today. No, I don't really have a lot. So first off, where is it? I can wait. So I got this Koopa Troopa. Why is that funny?
It's
a goddamn Koopa Troopa.
What is it?
It's the red one.
From? Is this like current?
Yeah.
Is this like what I see hanging in my ear?
This is the 4-inch or whatever Koopa Troopa with coin. So there you go. I don't have the red one. I have the green one. They're different. You got to know that. They're not just palette swaps. They have different personalities. Very cool. And look at those eyes.
What do you mean by different personalities?
Well, you know, if you ever play the original Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
The green turtles will walk right off the fucking edge.
The ones are smart. The red ones are
smarter. The red ones will stop and turn around and keep going back and forth.
So they're a little smarter.
Yeah. So the other ones are suicide.
And then what? Red one? Are the red ones the only ones that'll fly? Or both?
I think they both fly. Right here. Also, I got the Warlords of War Isochron figure. Tons of like other stuff too, but fuck that, because he's basically like Trapjaw.
That is basically like Trapjaw.
Yeah, it's basically like Trapjaw. Pretty cool looking. He's so tiny. Just a little guy.
Love it.
Very cool.
Don't want it.
Another homage. These guys do wonderful jobs. Spy Monkey Creations, Manor Monster Studios. So many names. It's great. But yeah, you get a whole bunch of other pieces. You can make your own fucking dudes if you want. Pretty neat. And it's all the figures I got. I got a bunch of He-Man stuff, but I forgot to bring it. I'll have to do that on POTU. And then I got this book, which is Artcade. The Book of Classic Arcade Game Artwork.
That sounds fun to me.
Pull her on open. It's a nice, thick, heavy book here. Beautiful art on the front there. And it's just arcade cabinet art for...
That's cabinet art.
Games throughout the years. Logos and lots of good stuff. Stories on a lot of them. I love this stuff.
I played 1943.
How about Bubble Bobble? You ever play that?
Nope.
That game is the shit.
I was not a...
Tons of stuff. Some great. If you're into the old school arcade artwork, this is really good. And this Commando. Is an updated version. The original version, I guess, had like art that went across both pages, so it was like, you know, you couldn't really see the art. And they updated it and made it more better. Donkey Kong Jr. Dragon.
I love Donkey Kong Jr.
Fuck yeah. Oh wait, that's Donkey Kong. Pac-Man. So, I won't go through all of it.
That's pretty cool.
Empire Strikes Back, elevator action. Yeah. I like this type of shit. I get books like this, some Q-Bert.
Yeah. What do you do with a book like this, though? Like, do you put it on your coffee table or what?
I mean, I look at it, and then I throw it on a shelf.
Yeah, just go to your toy room or whatever.
It's, yeah, like, if I ever had people over to hang out and shit, I could throw a couple of these on the table, and somebody would be like, oh, what's that about? And, you know.
Yeah,
we can wax lyrical about some beautiful, nostalgic artwork.
That's why I keep a couple porn mags around.
Yeah, it's a good move on your end. And that's all I brought.
So,
what? That's it?
Yeah, it was a slow week for me.
Dang.
Like I said, I got some He-Man stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody likes He-Man.
You got another show for that.
Yeah.
About ready to wrap the show then, unless you guys have something else.
Nope.
Not that I can think of.
I got one final question we need to discuss, and it shouldn't take long.
Darn.
Recently.
Hit the water.
Recently, I was up at my in-law's place. Like I had to run my father-in-law up there. I think I talked about that in part one. And I had to stay overnight, and I had to be up alone. I was kind of hanging out until he was done taking care of his shit. So I'm bored and I got free time. I'm not at my own house. I'm at my in-law's house. Is it wrong to masturbate there?
No.
No. Mm-mm. It's not.
No, I mean wherever you feel compelled, God damn it, take care of it because you could become a monster if you don't. You need to. You. Hey, man. Just take a minute for yourself.
Just like an airplane. It's just frowned upon.
They don't prefer that you do it, but they understand if you do.
I feel like I'm defiling someone's home.
Only if you let it spatter on the floor or something.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not that. I'm not a demon.
Steve asked me this in a text, and I said... I said it's wrong.
So he actually did it then.
I said it's wrong.
No.
It's wrong if you don't masturbate.
Yeah. The first thing you should do when you enter that house is go, where am I going to masturbate?
Just kind of size it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. All right. Now I just need to find a time.
And I'm sure you did it in Courtney's.
I have to poop.
Courtney's old bedroom, right?
I'm not going to admit to anything, but.
Nope. Smart man. Smart man.
Cody, what do you thought? What do you think?
I told you. Yeah. I mean. Yeah, it's weird, right? But
I'm offended if somebody doesn't secretly masturbate in my house.
I don't count you a true friend until you have sex in my house,
there
really.
You go.
So,
does with each other work?
I don't really care.
Sex
who
is
you,
sex.
Yeah, I don't really care who you do it with. You just have to complete it.
Anybody chiming in the chat whether this is okay? Or
Edgardo says no. He says no.
Maverick said, oh my God.
Jesse says, just have a Snickers.
What's that going to do?
It's going to tame that wild beast in you.
Listen, I... I become a monster. Like, I'm Steven right now is already going, you are a monster. Like,
I don't know the change. Become?
I, like, Heidi's kind of figured it out that, like, I get mean.
Yeah.
Like,
interesting.
She said you, all of a sudden, your comments are very snarky, and I think it probably would have made your car ride a lot easier if you would have done it, Steve.
Smart man.
Interesting.
Smart
man. I just wanted to get everybody else's take on that because I thought it was a good question, and I thought we need answers, and My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast is the place to explore these somewhat embarrassing.
So what was,
I'm glad that you
answer?
Reached out to us.
What's my answer? I was afraid of the guilt.
You gotta get rid of that shit, dude.
I thought there might be guilt. You keep going
through life with guilt.
Oh man.
Thought there might be guilt.
You just gotta push that shit down.
So.
But it made me get off faster. The guilt.
God damn it.
Well, that.
Woo!
How long we go?
Hour and a half on this one.
Two and a half plus an hour and a half.
That's, oh my God.
4 hours of content this week, people. You're welcome.
I'll put together a little lunch for us, and then we can record another episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Say bye to YouTube. Bye, YouTube. Thanks for joining us.
How many people
we
got listening still?
28 on here.
It went up. The hell? Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you sticking around.
For you two, you people not in YouTube land, if you enjoyed these two episodes, if not, that's what you get. I gotta go. See you around. Boy, I owe you something.